Hello and welcome to the USC Outsider Podcast. I'm Rick Barbera, and this is Rich Rodriguez from Arizona.
I prefer Dick Rod.
Hey, Dick Rod, how are you?
I'm hard.
Can I call you Darod?
Yes.
So we've got Darod from Arizona, but he also is known as Scott Pitts.
Hello.
Here at the USC Outsider Podcast, we don't overthink it. We're also not safe for work, so if you have small children, send them out of the room. If you're at work, put us on headphones. We tend to work a little blue.
Blue is a fine example for this week. I've been blue all week.
Yeah, that's a good description, I think. We also have a very special guest with us this week. Kevin, do you want to go by your real name, Kevin Finland, or do you want us to call you some kind of a, do you want a nickname?
Just call me your alcoholic third wheel.
Alcoholic third wheel.
We had a nickname for you at one point, didn't we?
Yeah, did we call you Susan?
Fight on Finland or Funny Finland or Fucked Up Finland. You can call me
anything. Definitely wasn't Funny Finland.
No, because I'm not at all.
Do you feel like being funny this week? I don't.
No, I don't. I feel like drowning my sours. Exactly.
So this week, the Outsider Podcast, there's going to be the three of us talking about the team, what happened last Saturday against Arizona State, and what to expect this week against Arizona. And really, if you want to go back into last week, I think it all starts with you play three quarters of great football. Three and a half quarters of great football. And then what the hell happens? How does everything fall down like dominoes in the last, like, you know, I would say 2 minutes and 45 seconds of the game? Or do you go back to that call of third and two? And all of a sudden you get what Sark is calling a run-pass play where Cody Kessler elects to throw to Nelson Agholor, and all of a sudden we're in like a fourth and 97
that was a
situation.
That was a tough call when Buck was doing a fine job just pounding it. You're 2 yards away. You throw a bubble screen.
Is that what that was?
Nelson Agholor.
It was a bubble screen.
That was a fucking nightmare is what that was. I don't know what that was.
And guys, do you see the breakdown started there, or do you see that this is systemic from the first game of the season against Fresno State? And you know, why are we failing this much almost halfway through the season, Kevin?
I blame this and put this solely at the feet of Justin Wilcock. I mean, Cox.
Sure, sure, certainly.
You know,
the defensive coordinator who has experience. He came from Boise State, then he went to Washington. Apparently, gives a great blowjob.
Defensive powerhouses.
I'm sorry, powerhouses. Sure. Yeah. Well, that's an arm wrestle.
Well, here's the thing. This is the last play of the game. Really, in my mind, blew the whole thing because he couldn't make up his mind whether he wanted to defend the short and out pass to move them forward so they could kick the field goal to win.
Field goal, yeah.
Or whether he wanted to, you know, defend against the Hail Mary. And because he was...
You got to let that kid try and kick a 47-yard field goal or whatever it was.
Right, but
Wilcox, even farther than that.
Wilcox called in two plays at almost the same exact time, and there was confusion, and we got freshmen, and they're not over Thursday night's party. And
you have a linebacker sitting under it like it's a punt.
Yes.
And a captain.
And that pissed me off.
So who... Now, do you say, okay, well, he hasn't been coached, he hasn't been... they haven't run through that enough, so why would Hayes Pollard be able to jump up and defend that ball? I know that he feels bad about it. He's mentioned it all week.
Yeah, and I don't blame the kids very much on this one.
No, this one is solely on Wilcox's shoulder. He could not figure out. I mean, you got to pick one. Pick one, go for it, and then at that point, you know, fall on your sword if it was the wrong call or celebrate the win if it was the right call.
So I guess to go back a little bit, in case you're listening and you happen to live under a rock last week or perhaps you were saving people in Sierra Leone, we did lose the football game. There was a last minute, USC led for the majority of the game, and then really in the last, I think 5 seconds, we let the backup quarterback for ASU throw a Hail Mary pass, which he succeeded in you know, delivering successfully to the same corner of the end zone where just a week prior USC had delivered to Darius Rogers.
Really, corner was kind of right smack dab
in the middle.
Oh, sorry, it was a post. It was a post. So he delivers that right to the post. The week prior, it was more toward the, you know, Darius Rogers caught it and then walked in, and Darius could not seem to catch the ball in the first half of the game this week.
But the whole thing is real frustrating because...
There's a touchdown right there and a first down that probably would have resulted in another touchdown. That's two touchdowns.
You can go further back than that because the possession by ASU before that was also a 98-yard scoring drive. USC happened to come back and Buck Allen scored a touchdown and everybody said, oh, that's ball game. But that was three consecutive scoring drives for the Arizona State offense. And they didn't get it done the first three quarters of the game. And for them, you know, everybody was very shocked about that. SC's coming out, they're playing some defense.
Now, Kevin, were you mad at Wilcox in the first half? Or is this, like, this is just indicative of his
style?
I've
been mad at Wilcox since after the Fresno game.
Just unimpressed.
I mean, just unimpressed. I mean, if you think about it, we're paying Justin Wilcox salary. Oh, and by the way, we're paying Washington to use Justin Wilcox this year.
Right.
And then we're also paying Clancy Pendergast's salary. So we're paying for three defensive coordinators, and we're getting the output of like a third grade high school student.
That frustration, yeah,
it's not great.
I can't argue with that. That's a fact that has not been.
and who likes talking facts?
Now, for people clamoring for Clancy Pendergast to be back here, let's not forget that Clancy Pendergast allowed, 52 points and over 500 yards of offense by Arizona State.
At Arizona State, with their number one quarterback, with a weakened USC defense, and
by the end of the season, though, Clancy got it together and was really getting things humming.
He did.
The defense was playing good.
I think he righted the ship.
So
I'm still upset at Clancy.
I am.
And he's got pro experience, unlike Wilcox, who has
that's
none.
True.
And not only that, Clancy was coming in knowing that, you know, this was Kiffin's make or break year, and this was going to be like, you know, maybe a one and done for him anyway. And he still accepted the job. And, you know, at the same time, like, I do think he did a really good job overall. I think the Arizona State game for him last year was the anomaly. Because you look at the defense last year, it did a really good job and shut down a lot. I mean, we beat Stanford, you know.
We beat Stanford this year, though.
That's a good point.
Held them to 10 points.
It's the UCLA game where I thought that Clancy was that sort of exposed where we were lacking in leadership on the defense, either numbers or the fact that we just could not we were not prepared defensively for the UCLA game last year. I don't remember committing a lot of turnovers. That was the end of a season. That was the end of, like, there so much turmoil, so much adversity for the team.
Yeah. I blame the UCLA game last year on the Stanford hangover. I mean, that game happened after Stanford, right? And then we were kind of like, you know, oh, geez, we finally beat Stanford.
Should beat these fuckers.
Yeah.
Should have. And, wow. You know, that. And we didn't. And we also didn't beat ASU this year with their backup quarterback. And we held the. You know, they didn't run the ball on us. That's the one I can't. If you're trying to be an optimist, they did not run the ball on us last week.
Okay, but here's the thing, and this is another reason why I'm really pissed off at Wilcox, is that you look at the Boston College game, right? Okay. You knew Boston College couldn't throw the ball, and they ran up 400 yards of rushing on us.
Yes.
You knew for a fact that Arizona wasn't going to run the ball. They were going to pass, and they put up 500 yards passing on our defense. So here's your defensive coordinator. He knows one team's not going to run and allows all those pass yards. He knows another team's not going to pass and allows all those running yards. It doesn't matter. He knows what their team is doing, and yet he still is unable to stop.
Okay, so in your opinion, he's not getting these kids ready to play.
No, not at all.
Okay.
If he were, maybe we would have seen Sua Cravens in the second half in multiple positions. We could have seen the front three.
He was moved
around a little bit.
Half.
So was Leonard Williams.
There were no adjustments. Here's what we do, and we're not going to blitz, God forbid. Right. We're just going to sit there and let you dictate what we do rather than try to make you make a play.
That's very frustrating.
Guys, I cannot see this working out in our favor this Saturday.
I have my thoughts on that. And if you'll give me the floor, here we go. Okay, so here's...
So wait, do we want to say anything? Now, and granted, we should jump into the next game. However, kudos to Cody Kessler. No turnovers, no interceptions. He did what he could, ran for a very hard touchdown. Good passing decisions, making things happen with a young offensive line.
Kudos to
Buck.
I'm
not mad at him.
I would let Cody and Buck double-team me right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Guys are fantastic.
We happen to have them here.
And I'm married with a kid.
Kevin, they're outside.
Okay.
Come on out.
Yeah, here we go. Come on in. Let them in.
Thank you. Okay.
They've gone.
They finish fast. They must be in college.
They got to go to bed.
Buck runs a 4.2.
Yeah, he's a very fast man. So they, the thing is, there were some bright spots. There were some good. Sua, I mean, just
in the first half.
Yeah,
so and Leonard in the first half too. I mean,
they were doing it.
They were,
and then they were MIA.
But that's because I think Arizona State. You know,
they adjusted. They've got like coaches that adjust to them.
I'm gonna have another glass of whiskey now.
You should. So
feel free. So that's a Pitts. You have any? Do you have like who?
You know,
who did you like? Like any positives we can take away from the game?
I thought the offense did everything that they could. Nelson Aguilar looked great. I was a little disappointed in the drops by Darius Rogers. Was that the difference in the game when he dropped that touchdown? That easy touchdown?
I can't say yes because that's. I'm not going to put this on one guy.
I'm not going to dissect it hard, but those were disappointing, but. You know, those things happen. It's college football, and I can't put this one on the offense, and other than maybe not keeping your foot on the gas in the second half.
Do we want to go on a tangent on why the fuck Cody was punting?
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
I think it's an excuse. We have a perfectly good punter.
We didn't have a long snapper.
Okay, so he's out because we can't... We don't have one guy that can...
Concussed. I guess they have a guy, but he's a non-scholarship guy, and they just didn't feel comfortable doing it.
That's correct.
Is the official word that we got.
Somebody hiked the ball to Cody.
His usual sentence.
And that punter, Alvarado could not have gotten back there and just said, okay, Turek, hike, and
put it in my hands.
At the end of the day, when it comes to the Arizona State game, you know what I mean, everyone focuses on, wow, that was weird that Cody was punting, but I don't think the punting cost us the game.
True.
You know, that's...
I agree.
At the end of the day...
Didn't help. It certainly did not assist us in that game.
I'll give you that, but at the end of the day, I think that's like... You're complaining about 1% of that game.
And three scoring drives in under 5 minutes.
Yes. Sure.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, special teams. We did okay.
Fine.
Yeah.
Sure.
We did okay. Could have done better. Hadari made his field goals.
Yep.
Contributed this week. He was not. He talked to his shrinks.
A weird one.
Yeah.
Baby steps. He's following people around on their vacations.
His eyes looked...
what about Bob right now?
There was not glaze on
his
eyes.
No.
He got his cuddles for the week. Yeah. He's good. He must have got his cuddles.
Done a lot of hugging.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, as disappointed as we all are in that game, the good news is... USC has a chance at a, 10-2, 11-2 season?
I guess you could say that's a chance.
That's the eternal optimist in me right now, saying that. I take a little bit of solace in that UCLA lost their game. And I know a lot of people like to say, I want UCLA at their best. I want them undefeated to come in here so we can knock them off.
No.
I want them to lose every week.
I want Huntley hurt.
Every week.
I hope Oregon hurts him this
week. That's a terrible
thing
to say about a person. I don't want to
I just want him out for our game.
I know some high people in low places. Just say the word.
Rick doesn't have any money.
No.
I'm talking about UCLA Delta Gammas, man. I mean,
they can make sure that he's
tired. He is one venereal disease away from an end of a season. So
that's kind of hot.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
All right. What are you doing there, Rick? Rick's having a beer. Kevin, thank you for this delightful whiskey that you brought.
I made a promise to you last season.
And what are you guys drinking? Fight on. What is that delicious?
This is an Irish whiskey. This is Redbreast 21. And for those of you who are saying bullshit, it doesn't exist. Scott and Rick here can both say bullshit, it does, because I brought
a picture of it.
The
too.
Box and the bottle. The pictures.
Pictures coming on Twitter.
This cannot be purchased. In the continental United States, unless you know the right people.
I like that.
So
we can't say who.
This is my way of saying thank you, gentlemen, for letting me be on your podcast today.
Well, you are more than welcome to try to put out the anger flames that we've got from last week, which I can't.
Overall, I think this was I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
This was a horrifying week in Los Angeles sports. The Dodgers go down. The Bruins lost for all those people that actually follow that team. The Trojans, the whiskey's kicking in.
That's the whiskey.
Trojans lose a heartbreaker. This felt in my stomach as bad as when I was at the USC Texas Rose Bowl. Excuse me. It felt a lot like that. It was just ripped the fucking heart out of my chest.
His knee
was
down.
Rick wanted to quit the podcast, didn't want to do it anymore. I talked him into it. He's back for one more week. We're trying Kevin out right now. I'm just kidding.
Sorry, guys. That's,
and then the Kings opened their season last night to the Sharks, and they get shut out 4-0. That was horrible, too. So, bad week overall.
It was 4-0 last night? I didn't know that was the score.
Yeah, Los Angeles sports were not up to snuff this week. So
the only thing I have to say to that is this. I'm born in L.A., raised in
L.A. Me too.
I would never live anywhere else in the world but L.A., but I only give a shit about SC football.
Me too.
So that's the rest of that was a peanuts moment of you just going wah 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 wah, okay, wah, right. And I kind of went.
Los Angeles Kings season ticket holder, proud. Had my picture with the Stanley Cup last week.
There you go.
That was good. I wish that you would have had more clothes on and shown a little bit more respect.
I kind of wish they would have let me had less on.
I know that cup has been urinated in before. Well, but I don't think it was done in quite the same fashion.
No, I'll say this. I've never seen it done as a headstand.
No, top of the cup.
He got points for
urine everywhere.
You know. I mean, I could see that your wife was disgusted. She would not aim it for you.
She's the one that told me to do it. She taught me how to do it.
But she didn't commit to it in pictures, so it doesn't matter.
Guys.
Last Thursday night, something happened, which I think we need to be very concerned about.
Absolutely.
The Oregon Ducks lost. The number two team in the country, representing the Pac-12, went down to the Arizona Wildcats. Score was 31-24.
That was up in their home, by the way.
I'm sorry. Arizona was on the road. Arizona went on the road to do this to the Oregon Ducks. This is either troublesome or very good, depending on what your theory is on the week after body blow theory.
Well, here's a weird thing.
You dress like a woman on Wednesdays?
Yes. Arizona looked fantastic last week. I'm not going to take anything away from them. They look great. They're doing it. Arizona was unranked last week, and after beating Oregon, up in Oregon, and everybody else in the top 10 almost falling, Oregon enters the polls
except
at number
Notre
10.
Dame. Notre Dame beats Stanford.
Fuckers.
Notre Dame won't play any games outside of their home stadium.
What?
Here's my thought process on that, is that the only reason why Arizona jumped to 10 is they're the only undefeated Pac-12 team.
Yep.
And they need to have
Agreed.
A Pac-12 representative in the top 10. I don't believe Agreed. Arizona is a top 10 team. And here's my thing. I look at Arizona, and I look at their record, right? They're 5-0, right? Okay, but let's look at who they've beaten.
Barely.
UNLV, which is 1-4.
The Running right Rebels. And that was because they were told, UNLV was told to take a dive.
That's right. And then the UTSA Roadrunners, which have a 1-4 record.
Isn't that school like 4 years old?
Well, I think it's an engineering school, to be honest. I thought
they just created that school like a couple years ago.
Right.
Isn't that the school that's coached by Mike Price from Washington State from back in the day?
Possibly.
I wouldn't challenge that. Maybe that's UTEP. You know what? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue, Kevin. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Now there's Nevada, which has a winning record, but it's Nevada.
Yeah.
You know. Now,
isn't that where Teddy Bridgewater played?
Quite possibly.
I thought Colin Kaepernick played it.
That's who I meant.
Colin Kaepernick played
it. When I say quite possibly, it's my way of saying I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
See, that's my disguise.
It's sneaking up on me.
Fantastic, isn't it?
My God.
So then they beat Cal, right? Okay. Cal's 4-1.
They barely beat Cal.
Right.
Cal's riding high right now. They've got a better record than USC does.
Hold on. Cal beat Colorado in double overtime.
Yeah.
Okay. And they also beat Washington State by a point.
Is that true?
By the way, Washington State beat USC last year, so.
Yeah, but that's because that was the Kiffin offense that we lost.
No, we've got Diet Kiffin, Steve Suckhesian, what were you calling him?
The Hackhesian.
Hackhesian.
Yeah, because he runs the same play over and over and over and over.
All right, continue.
Okay, so now Arizona's beat Oregon, and Oregon is 1-4. But Oregon is not the same Oregon.
4-1.
I'm sorry, 4-1.
That's not a Chip Kelly Oregon.
He's not a Chip. You're right. And that's the big thing. And they've got issues at Oregon. The chatter I am hearing is that the students are pissed off. Mariota is hurt. They're off. Their defensive line has got holes.
Do you text with the Oregon cheerleaders? Can you share their numbers?
Do we know anything more about them?
Can we find out if everyone's okay up there? If they need blankets, mittens.
The word on the street is Ebola has invaded the campus, and so that's
heard that.
Yes. We got to get up there, Pitts.
Yeah. No, so we're gonna get Ducky Jeff on the show 1 week for sure.
My point is this. All of Arizona's wins have been weak wins. Even the Oregon win.
Not quality wins. They are
not quality wins.
Playing in Tucson this week.
Yep. Tucson.
USC has to go into their home.
I still think the loss motivates us just as we.
You know, Barkley tweeted, "Hey, just landing in Tucson."
I know.
Whatever. Well, that's why I said that. Anyway, I'm sorry. Continue. Sorry, Kevin. Go ahead.
No. I am just saying. I'm calling it right now. I say we march into Tuxton. I say we bend over the Wildcats, and I say we beat them.
It's going to be a fight.
They are not going to go down easy. But
this is a classic letdown game for Tucson.
Yes, it is.
The Arizona Wildcats.
And this is the big thing for me now too. Okay, we win at Arizona, right? Okay, who do we play next? Colorado. Okay. Not a gimme game, but you know what? I say we beat them.
In Colorado, right?
In LA, because last year we played, it was cold last year.
Yeah.
And then we play the Utes. I say we struggle, but we beat the Utes.
That's a tough one.
I say we beat the Utes this year.
That one's up there.
And then after that, we play Washington State and Cal, and Cal has some weak wins. I know everyone's high on Cal.
All right, we are looking way too far ahead.
All right, I'm just saying, I think...
Oh, no, you can't stop now. I want to know your opinion on...
Okay. My opinion on the season? The two games.
The only two games that matter.
Okay, here it is. Okay, so this is... He knew where I was going with this, so here it is.
How do you fucking...
I say we're 8-2 going into UCLA. I think we're 8-2.
Very fucking generous of you.
I am saying
you're going to get all the fans...
I'm just saying, I agree
with Kevin.
If I'm right, I know a guy who's got it.
Rick and Pitts are dead. And you're absolutely right. We are. At least I'll take credit for me. By the way, we're winning.
We're gonna beat Arizona 2-4. And that's only because two safeties on Max Wittick because he just doesn't know what the fuck to do.
I don't think in the history of USC sports with combined scores they've scored 2 million points
yet. Yeah, Cody Kessler's in charge.
So going now.
Okay, 8-2 going into UCLA. I say we beat UCLA.
That's my call.
Honestly, because I don't think at the end of the day, I don't think Huntley's going to make it through the whole season without getting hurt again.
That guy gets a blowjob from the best looking girl or girls ever, if he prefers girls.
I love that you guys still call him Huntley. His name is Hundley.
I'm sorry, Hundley.
No, it's fine. I like that you guys call him
It rhymes with Cuntley, so that's why I go that way. You know, it's like,
can I call him Bert Cuntley?
You know, there you go. Sure. So it's Bert Cuntley for the rest.
Call him whatever you want.
And then, unfortunately, and I'm praying. Here's the thing: if either of you go to the Notre Dame SC game, I'm just saying
we don't go to games.
And I'm not going on the road either ever again. So fuck it. I'm staying home.
So if that doesn't happen,
I'm coming over to your house.
And then, by all means, please do. I got the TV set up. I got the pool. I got the barbecue. I tranquilized the kid. It goes to sleep for 9 hours. It's fucking fantastic.
I don't know if your wife listens to this podcast, but will she sit by the pool with her top off?
No.
Okay.
Unfortunately not. And I say that because she will be listening to this tomorrow.
Okay. All right.
And we do work at the same place.
What if we brought Rick's nursing wife over to take her top off at the pool?
I'm fine with that. Oh, no. Nudity is perfectly okay at my pool.
Because I plan to be completely naked for all these games.
I already have been.
Mrs. Finland, you
think we're going to get past, I respectfully disagree that we're going to get past UCLA, but the Notre Dame is good.
I don't think we're going to get past them.
I'd love to beat them this year. I don't think there's any way we're going to beat them unless
Notre Dame falls out of this plane.
They don't suck. I hate them, but they don't suck.
They got that quarterback this year who was gone last year because he cheated on a test.
Just wait till Florida State gets a hold of that quarterback.
I don't know. I think
Golson's grades are going to come out again, and he's going to be gone.
Possibly.
Nah.
And that's my way of saying, I don't know.
He can play for us.
Yeah, no, we couldn't.
All right, what? And so, sum it up.
Sum it up. I think we go 9-3. I think we win out until we hit Notre Dame, and then we hit the wall. We're too thin. You know, we're burnt out.
Man, we were too thin last week.
You know,
I don't know.
Hitting the rewind button.
Sorry.
No. I wanted to hear that. I think, did you say we're going to beat Notre Dame?
No, I said we're going to beat UCLA.
But not Notre Dame.
I think Notre Dame, unless the plane falls out of the sky.
Yeah.
On the way to LA. I think Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah. And I hate that.
You guys, this isn't the time to talk about this.
Okay, here we go.
I'm mad at this.
All right, you know what?
There's so much college football to be played.
This Saturday night.
So many things can happen.
Okay.
But this is the only podcast I'll probably be on with you guys.
So that's true. I get my opinion out
for the rest of the season. And then I can go back away to Nana Land and drink my whiskey.
So, for those of you still with the broadcast, 7:30 p.m. this Saturday night. Pacific time, 7:30 Pacific time.
The only time that matters.
The only time that matters.
Good news about that, nobody's going to be watching on the East Coast.
Right, because they have lives and they're going to be up late.
They're all going to be asleep, like I was when I was on the East Coast. I stayed up till 2 o'clock in the morning watching the USC game.
How'd that pay
off? But the kids were asleep, that's the thing, you know, it's like...
But they woke up early and I didn't want to.
No.
So before, but you, right, the... I don't think this is going to be a close game Saturday night. I want to say this about the Wildcats guys. The quarterback is named Anu Solomon. Now, this is a redshirt freshman?
He's a young boy. Does he own a mine?
He is fluent in five languages.
Well, the name
including
Solomon.
Three dialects of sign.
Yeah. Oh,
so this is one of
that's
the
eight.
That's eight
languages.
Is it one of those clicky languages?
It's one of the clicky, they involve clicks and some sort of
whistles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beeps.
Farts.
And fucking farts. Stuff that you know, crocodiles make those
farts.
Noise with the bladders in their throats. That's what he speaks. So this guy, anyway, he looked more like Marcus Mariota in the last game than Marcus Mariota does.
Yeah.
Does. So he I think that Arizona in the last game out-Oregoned Oregon in the last game. Watching that,
you texted that to me.
I believe that they showed Oregon, like if you want to play a run first offense, Arizona showed Oregon what to do, and they balanced it by saying, okay, so you don't want to run if you're stuffing the box. We have at least 11 different receivers who will catch this ball and get us first downs or touchdowns. And here's the issue. We got a true freshman running back named Nick Wilson. Arizona.
Zona
has a true freshman running back named Nick Wilson. The backup is Terrace Jones-Grigsby. That is their... This is their running... No, drink up, guys, because I have depressing news for you.
I'm pouring it for you.
You want to talk about...
Rick, I'm pouring it for you right now.
You have to drip that out. That's nine drips.
I know.
It's good luck.
Is there any room left in that?
Here's my glass.
Well, is that got the old stuff? Yeah, there you go. Because honestly, I don't think you are.
No.
Jesus
I would not
turn into a party.
I wouldn't do that.
Give
the rest of that.
No, it's done. There you go.
Yeah, you have to sip that. That's good luck.
It's good luck.
I'm putting it down here.
There you go.
We're gonna need the good luck because
that needs to sit there till Saturday night at 7:30.
The bad thing is, here are the receivers' names for Arizona that I want you guys to dwell on. And I know that USC has had some pretty good receivers this year, but think about this. Here are the receivers who caught the ball in the Oregon game. Austin Hill, Trey Griffey, Samaji Grant, Nate Phillips, Caleb Jones, Devontae Neal, Terrell Johnson, who also returns kicks and is a true freshman, and any number of other players can
catch. That was seven that you just named. Yeah.
How many did I say I was going to name?
That
was seven. But seven guys who can do... what I'm saying is if USC and Wilcock... What were you calling?
Wilcock.
Okay.
Wilcock. Sorry.
Pulls his schizophrenic shit, which he mentioned this week. Now, granted, the coaches have been very good this week. Dyke Kiffin and Wilcock have been very good about saying, you know, we didn't do a good job. We didn't call this. We didn't call that. Guys, I have to say, in a rookie season where a coach has not coached before, you can say things like, you know, we should have called that better. We didn't see it coming. We could have done a better job for the kids. Or, you know what? That's on us. That's on us. With the millions of dollars these jack-offs are getting paid, and I tweeted this to Wilcox and Sarkisian, I requested that they take a pay cut and donate some of the money to USC Athletics in general.
Sure.
Or the USC Outsider Podcast.
Yes.
Either that was what I tweeted last Saturday night. No, they're not going to do that, but I will tell you this. The more these coaches say, we're not going to put it on the kids, or we were surprised by this, and that's on us, that's on us. Okay, Boise State and Washington, and where you were the head coaches at, and Sarkisian, and you were the assistant coach, or you know, in charge of the Raiders for 7 weeks. Fuck you, man. You know the culture. You know the fucking culture. You know the business. Do a better job. You're getting paid $1 million or more. I mean, millions upon millions of dollars to take this job. You know the expectations. You are paid very well. And you're not a state school, so you're getting all this private, you know, money.
Do better.
Fuck off. No more excuses. If it is on you, you can fucking cough that up in the first or second game. Now, absolutely not. Fuck you. Go recruit a better guy. I recruit a 7-year-old and get him in there. You know who did that? Kiffin, because you're just like Kiffin.
That was your fault.
Cut the shit.
Ouch.
And make something happen this week. Surprise me. You know, I noticed a lot in the quotes from after practice, the quotes from the podcast, the Ripsit blog. Sarkisian was saying a lot of this. You know, we're playing the number 10 team in the country this Saturday night.
Yeah, he's doing that to cover his ass.
Listen, asshole. Yeah. I don't give a fuck if you're playing the number 25 team in the country. You're going to beat their ass. Carroll didn't have a lot of excuses when he was the coach.
He never gave an excuse.
No.
In fact, we didn't know what was going on. You are no Pete Carroll.
No.
And you never will be. And right now, you're showing yourself not even to be Lane Kiffin. You say that these guys are the best conditioned team in the country? Nope. No, because the best conditioned team in the country does not give up after 3.5 quarters.
And they knocked down a floating ball.
Now, and I do have more to add to that, because that was just on offense for Arizona.
Do you guys want
to
hear Sark's quote about Justin Wilcox?
I'm sorry. Yes. Go ahead.
Quote, Justin Wilcox is a great football coach, and we're lucky to have him.
And I take it up the ass. No, I mean...
That got weird.
Sorry. I mean, no, I mean, that
some
is...
Some folks find it pleasurable.
As Rick was saying, that's nothing but...
It's coach speak.
It's coach speak. It's basically him saying... I mean, you have to say that.
You got to stand behind the guys.
I don't have to say it. I don't appreciate it at all.
You got to stand behind your guy, no matter what.
Especially when you're paying for him and the last guy and the last college
team. There's such a better way to...
Are you kidding me?
Hayden has Ebola.
Yes, he does.
This is getting weird.
And it's okay, Peter Italian, if you're listening, fucking hashtag it. Hayden has Ebola, and I know you will, so hashtag it. Go,
right.
Now let's talk about this.
And dandruff, and the dude's bald.
And here's where it gets interesting. Arizona plays a 3-3-5 defense, and do you know what happens?
Too many numbers.
Okay. No, I know, and I agree. We're supposed to, like, not talk about this stuff. No, you're right.
We're overthinking it, guys.
You're right. Okay, so let's say this. The same people you see hitting you in the mouth every play will change under Arizona. You'll see a different face and a different guy maybe come up from where he was in the back of the field. They morph, and they do more of a hybrid, and they'll blitz more than, say, Justin Wilcox. They'll come up and they're a 3-3-5 base, but then every play, depending on what you're doing, they'll come up and show you different
looks. I'm going to alcoholically disagree with you in one way, in the fact that SC is kind of doing the same thing, because here's the deal.
Okay.
Sua Cravens, half the game is a linebacker, and the other half of the game is a safety. You know, you have all these other guys running all the... I mean, we morph our...
Where was he the second half of last game?
That is my problem.
I think he was on the same fucking side. No. I don't think they even changed him up at all in the second half.
And again, Sua disappeared, Leonard disappeared, and that's because Arizona State adjusted, and we sat there and saying, we're going to play the same defense, the offense we played the first half.
What about Woods?
Yeah, Antoine Twaka Woods was... He was awfully
drunk.
Quiet.
He was drunk. He was drinking hard.
And that was
on the sideline.
That was his boy too. Was, like that was the.
I know.
You know, can he we, and the quarterback.
Can we talk about the cornerbacks? No, is that
they were buddies?
Oh, he was terrible. Yes, he fell down.
Kayvon Seymour.
He fell down. Yeah. I saw that. Look, man. There's this is the last thing I'm leave with you. There's stuff that can be coached, and then there's like Hakkisian says the physical parts of the game. And the thing is that you can't coach falling down, you can't coach dropping a ball, and you can't do, you know, and
but you
guys
can put
fucking
kids, you can coach taking a dive.
You can do that though, yes. And yeah. that's you know, at the end of the day, I think we march into Tucson, and then basically I think this is the game that we show that we put together a complete offense and a complete defense, and we shut Arizona down. I still hold true to the fact that Arizona, even though they beat Oregon, which is the only quality team they've played this year,
they held them to 24 points.
Again, is the only quality team.
That defense held Oregon to 24 fucking points.
But they're doing their predictable spread option, and no offense, Rich Rogge has their number because he beat them last year playing the same fucking
game. That's true.
And so here's the thing.
Spanked them.
SC is playing a different game than we were playing last year.
It's still a pro-style offense.
With the hurry up.
Yep.
And honestly, and Rich Rogge hasn't faced that yet. He has not seen our game yet. And I think our game will do as much to pressure their defense as their defense.
I'm less worried about USC's offense than I am USC's defense at this point. And until we can see that USC's defense can put it together, we're going to come down on you, Coach. I'm sorry.
Are we doing points?
Actually, yes, we are. And I will say this.
I want to talk about injuries, though, for us.
Oh, go ahead. Because I just had venom.
Well, as we said, this isn't an injury report, but Victor Blackwell is officially not on the team any longer.
You're kidding me!
He's gone. It's looking more and more and more and more and more like Dawson and Madden are going to be medical redshirts.
Dear Lamar Dawson and Trey Madden, I look forward to seeing you next year.
Me too. We need your leadership.
Super quick. Is Josh Shaw coming back at all this year?
I hope so. I'd welcome him back.
We could have used him last week, but
the dude. I don't give a fuck if the dude. Did you? And what about the shitbag from Georgia today?
All he did was break into his girlfriend's house and then just jump on the third story.
A man makes mistakes.
I don't think we ever see Shaw in a Trojan uniform again, personally. But
no, I'm sure Mora would welcome him on the other side of town.
Of course he would. Gurley.
What? No. And Georgia doesn't matter. What were you going to say?
That's it. That's all I got.
Oh no, the long snapper's back.
Long snapper.
So we'll get to punt this year. This weekend.
He passed his concussed test.
Yes.
You know what?
Which I wouldn't pass right now.
That's good. You can't, guys. Football's a violent sport. I don't condone how violent that it is, and everyone gets hurt. It's not a positive thing. They've got to work that out. Maybe it's a better helmet. Maybe it's better equipment. Please work it out soon, because I've got a boy who's going to be playing for USC in about 17 years. Yeah. All right, let me tell you this.
Okay.
I don't see us beating Arizona Saturday night. I don't think we're going to do it.
You want to know something weird?
Oh,
this is fucking weird and freaky.
Go ahead.
USC's 3 points favorites in this game.
Two and a half.
I might make a bet. I've got relatives in Vegas. I might tell them to
hammer that one.
let's make some money.
Yeah.
Let's make some money on this one. I don't know about this one. I would say that Arizona is probably going to take care of us. I don't, you know, Rich Rod is like a weird guy. I think at Michigan they're missing him right now.
Well, you can't do worse than Brady Hoke's doing up there.
No, yes.
And I like Brady Hoke, but he is really shit the bed up there.
Scott, points. What do you think of this game?
This game? I have USC winning this game 35-31.
35-31. Kevin, yours.
I'm still going.
Talk it out.
You know, again, I go back to Arizona hasn't played anybody seriously. They haven't seen our offense. I think this is the week when we put our defense together. So I'm calling it 2,000,002-4. That number is stuck in my head. 4. I think they get 2 safeties on us because Max Wade doesn't know what he's doing. No, in all seriousness, I'm going 28-21.
Wow.
No field goals.
Who wins?
SC.
Oh shit!
I'm going back.
I like it.
Yep.
I want to. I just want to make a quick point that I have only been off every week, and if people want to go back and check,
no,
this,
you're good. You actually
every
are,
week
you've got like
only
this.
On offense though. I've been right there on USC's offense and nailed it within 3 to 4 points every week. I've just really fucked up on
and
the defensive side.
And what did you say
side.
They were going to score again?
This week?
Yes.
35-31. Uh-huh. USC wins.
I'm saying 28, so okay. We'll see who's closer this week.
Okay.
Well, that one's mine. Thank you. There you go.
That's going to taste
better
like
have
a,
it.
That's going to taste like a sweaty asshole.
It is. After the whiskey, it's going to taste like a sock.
Oh. Ooh. Ouch. Okay. Guys.
I have not given my prediction yet.
Oh, sorry.
I don't have a beer. I don't have a beer.
You'll get one in a minute.
You drink slow.
SC loses. SC loses.
Okay. This might be the first time you've ever said that.
No.
No, he said it before. I'm a long-time listener.
Yeah.
First-time guest.
I'm a rosy glasses kind of guy.
Do you know... Because we needed help putting the podcast on iTunes.
Pitch's my wife figured it out.
And we asked Trevor help. I asked one of my buddies for help who runs a very unbelievable successful podcast. And he was like, what the fuck are you assholes doing?
I used to do digital delivery in a major motion picture studio. I figured it out. So congratulations, Mrs. Pitts.
His wife nailed it. Rules. Like she fucking
got it. Within 15 minutes, it was embarrassing.
You know what that is? 2X chromosomes.
Yeah, they're smarter
than us.
That's
really what
they're
that is.
So much smarter
than us. That Y one is smaller, and it's missing a piece.
35-17.
Oof.
Oh! Not only losing, getting creamed.
Oh, that hurts!
35-17. Arizona's going to be ready for us.
I think they let down big
time. I think you've got coaches who are used to not being held accountable for anything. And as you brought up before, which I think is a very good point, Kevin, the fact is, Pendergast is getting paid. Justin Wilcox is getting paid from Washington.
Yep.
No, we're paying Washington and we're paying two salaries for that one guy we're still paying a third salary.
And with that in mind, you take a look at who does that. Now who else gets that kind of a paycheck and that kind of a golden parachute? CEOs of companies like pharmaceuticals,
the Dodgers,
oil companies.
But it's not all going to him. It's going to other people. He still gets the same paycheck. It's like the fact that SC's like, yeah, we'll throw as much money as we can as this fucker, and he's not performing.
Is USC paying Wilcox, or is...
No.
So he's getting a paycheck from USC and from Washington?
No.
We're paying Washington. We're paying Wilcox. Okay. We're paying Clancy. We're dishing out three times the money for half the return.
To me, it's like another evil empire thing. It's just like, you guys, Sarkisian, you can sit back and you know where I expect to see you, Sark, in 3 years, guys, you can fight
UTEP.
Me if you want.
your boy.
I know. We're whoever the fuck.
You know what's awesome about being USC? We can afford it.
It's not a problem. No, we can.
You guys can say that. I can't say we. I didn't go there, so.
Okay.
All right. So, and you guys can tell me if I'm wrong about this or not.
You're wrong.
Where I want to see you start? Really?
Yes.
Just listen to this.
Okay.
Sarkisian, 3 years from 2017, right? 15, 16, 2017. You know where he's going to be? The offensive coordinator at Ohio State under Urban Meyer.
Because USC head coaches land up.
I'll say this: 2017. Okay, here's the thing.
3 years. Sarkisian's offensive coordinator where he belongs.
I'll say this. Hold on.
Under Urban Meyer.
I say Sark gets lucky. I say this is what happens. Next year we get a full 25. The year after that we get a full 25. We get to get some of those kids back. I've been going to these other fucking schools who are fucking us over. So at the end of the day, people say Pete Carroll was this fantastic coach. No, Pete Carroll had fantastic fucking players.
And he also had fantastic fucking coaches around him.
That's correct. And that's
like Ed Orgeron.
Yes.
What's his daughter's name?
Eugenia.
I miss you.
It's not true.
Come on, babe.
Delicious.
It's okay. You know what? We're not...
We miss you.
Just as sweet and velvet as that whiskey.
You from Louisiana? Come on.
But I'll just say this. I think this year, bumps and bruises. I think next year we do a little bit better. I think once We're not as thin as we are at the moment. And I hate to use excuses, and I'm not an excuses guy because we have so much fucking talent on this fucking team.
We've got the horses.
Pisses me off.
The cupboard is full. 50. We have the horses, no, and the cupboard is full.
But 52 against 85, the cupboard is not full.
But a long snapper goes down, and we got a pooch pump.
You know what I mean.
All
yeah, I know what you mean.
The long snapper goes down, and we got to have the quarterback punt for the rest of the game. I think we're going to be there in 3 years, and we have to suffer these stupid fucking sanctions, and if don't give me all that fucking thing.
It's been so long.
No, because look where we are now with we're like 50 guys.
We're feeling it hard.
You know.
Big time.
So, and I hope that fucking guy from Florida who's fat and dead fucking rolling over his fucking grave.
Paul D.
I fucking hate that. Paul D.
We mentioned
Paul D. Pizza D. Is still dead.
Now I'm still dead. No, I'm drunk and I'm pissed and I'm on a rant. So I'm warning you guys now. You started this.
It's our fault. We invited you. It's okay.
Okay, I'll stop it right now. I'm just saying this. I think the next 2 years, we're going to suffer the same bumps and bruises we are now. I think Sarkisian will outlast the next 2 years. And I think 2017 will be his defining year because he will have a full stable of the kids he recruited. And if we don't win the fucking national championship that fucking year, then his ass is fucking to the curb and he can go really coach for like...
I don't think he'll last that long.
You don't think so?
Not if we see more of last week. If he can pull out a 10-2, 9-3 season...
How many years did they give Kiffin before? I mean, Kiffin was...
Yeah, but you know what? You know why they had Kiffin?
Oh, I know, shit. You know.
You know why Kiffin stuck around for so long? USC was under sanctions.
And his dad.
Sanctions, and he brought in kids.
Oh my God, a moment of silence for his dad. Did you hear?
Mm. What?
The other day?
Oh.
His dad is in the hospital? No, I'm fucking...
Oh, Jesus Christ. Old man diaper.
Asshole!
On that note, and a serious note...
Yeah. Fight on!
No.
Is that why Dallas is not doing so well? Is because he's in the hospital?
Maybe.
Think Brandon about it. He's not there
anymore. Oh, he's not there? Okay, sorry. It's pro. I don't watch the pro. I watch the college show. Okay,
stop it. Stop it.
Okay,
for real.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Norm Chow's wife is not doing well. We'll give a big fight on to her.
Fight on.
And send our well wishes her way.
Yes.
Sorry. Aloha. Mahalo.
And could you please come back and coach us? At least the quarterback, Norm Chow.
Or just call plays. Sorry. Just call plays, Norm.
Why the fuck would you get serious about that when I was
just like, call plays, Norm?
Blame it on the whiskey.
Which is out.
Well, I'd like to say thank you, Kevin, for joining us this week.
No, and honestly,
thank you for coming. I know it's a way out of your way, and it sucks.
No, I would have driven from Irwindale to be here. I mean, just you know, here's the thing. Honestly,
there's a Miller Brewery company there.
There is.
No, I'm totally right.
Because Scott and I went to Arcadia, and we know which what brewery you're talking about. Okay. So it's like, here's the thing. For those of you who don't know, I went to high school with Scott, and I have been listening to the podcast since season 2. Me and Scott text occasionally, and we message occasionally, and Scott, like, 2 weeks ago was like, hey, why don't you come on the thing, because you and I are always fucking talking about football. And I'm like, so, from the bottom of my heart, guys, I want to thank you for letting me be on your guys' podcast. This has been a lot of fucking fun.
Well,
thank you.
Fight on. For the whiskey, I'll fist bump your beer, Nobody gave me a beer.
Because we're out of beer. Dude, we drank the whiskey, we drank the beer. Maker's Mark's all... That's Maker Mark's out.
Do you have anything to say?
Fucking kid.
Do you have anything to say?
Yes, I do. Fight on.
Fight on.
Fight on.